When it came to the federal races, Tuesday's election results held no surprises. As expected, Senator Lisa Murkowski easily beat three lesser-known Republican candidates. Murkowski was waving signs in Anchorage just before the polls closed.
I think we have the reality of a very, very strong campaign that worked from the very beginning to make sure that nothing was taken for granted.
Murkowski lost her primary 6 years ago and held her seat with a write-in campaign in the general. This time, she has raised about $7 million so far. On the Democratic side of the U.S. Senate race, candidate Ray Metcalf was well ahead of Edgar Blatchford. Murkowski's more formidable challenge may come from independent candidate Margaret Stock. Stock has raised $500,000 for her campaign and is seeking to get on the November ballot by petition. Congressman Don Young had no trouble in his race Tuesday. As per personal tradition, Young voted in Fort Yukon and was unavailable for interviews. None of Young's three Republican challengers raised enough money to file campaign finance reports. Democrat Steve Limbeck, though, has raised serious money to challenge Young.
It's going great. Lots of enthusiasm today. All kinds of people coming out. We're hearing lots of reports, people voting for me. It's exciting.
Limbeck, a former general manager of Alaska Public Media, spoke a few hours before the polls closed. He easily won his primary challenge on Tuesday.